Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 241 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio TH, on Sunday, 5th of October, 2025. Me Do was the debut single by the Beatles, backed by P.S. I Love You, when the single was originally released in the UK on 5th of October 1962. It reached number 17 in the charts. It was released in the US in 1964 and topped their chart. So today's theme is simply love. And we will start with the 8x32 bar reel by Gene Shaw, For the Love of Scottish Country Dancing. Ones cross down as the twos step up and then turn the threes going outside of them. They dance up through the top and cast a second place opposite sides to flow into mirror reels of three on the sides, in and down to start. Ones then pass left shoulder, turn third corner right hand, pass left shoulder again, and turn fourth corner right hand to second place own sides. Three couples, eight bar chase clockwise. For music, I thought Hand in Hand from Book 44 sounded appropriate. So here is Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band. Thank you. Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band played Bill Cormack as Blair and Mrs. Jean Cameron, both by Angus Cameron, then Bracken Rigg by Jack Armstrong, and Welcome to Tyneside by David Findlay. Love and Sunbeams sounds such a happy dance. It was devised by Irene van Marsevane in Pretoria in 2005 for Adrienne and Jason Blignout. It is an 8x40 bar jig, and it begins with ones crossing left hand to face down to the twos, and then ones and twos change places on the sides with la barrette. Ones and twos only continue to dance for the next 16 bars, but then three couples dance 12 bars of dance to corners and set, finishing with twos and threes chasing to own side, while the ones turn to second place to begin again. So, some happy music for this. Just As I Was in the Morning, played by the Ron Kerr Quintet on Scottish Reflections and also Book 19, both in 1996. Those four traditional tunes played by the Ron Kerr Quintet were The Duke's Dang All My Daddy, The Bridal, Miss McLaughlin's Jig, and Pibroch of Bonnie Strathairn. Now a three-couple Strath Bay by Gay Colin, written for her husband Damon, with their then six-month-old grandson, love in his eyes. This dance has Allemande turn right with corners, then a chase and half turn and twirl. Another dance without its own recording, but Gay recommends Red Roses from Formation Foundation's Blue CD by Jim Lindsay and his band. Is like a red, red rose, O Gin I Were a Baron's Heir, and Annie Laurie by William Douglas, recorded by Jim Lindsay and his band. Our next reel is The Hopeful Lover by Janetta McColl for Tony Moretti. An interesting dance, as for 12 bars, three couples are dancing with someone else. One set and first man casts two places. Then three couples set and turn the person opposite into promenade hold. Three couple promenade. Whilst twos and threes dance right hand across, one set on the diagonal and cast one place up or down to second place to turn right hand. The dance finishes with a circle. The recording is a great track from Andrew Rankin's band from the 1976 LP Westering Home. You could easily miss this track, as it is called a Scotch hop.
Thank you.
The Hopeful Lover, The Walking Song, Miss Campbell of Saddlestrass Bay by Robert McIntosh, and The Nut Brown Maiden. No doubt somewhere The Hopeful Lover is familiar with is Lover's Lane. This is a three-couple jig in a three-couple set, though there are instructions to dance it as an eight times through as well. Ones and twos rights and lefts, then ones dance mirror figures of eight on the sides, plus one more half, with twos and threes stepping up as they pass this time, and threes and ones right hand across. The last eight bars are ones dance a full figure of eight around the threes, or, if in a four-couple set, then ones cross and cast up, then half figure of eight down through the threes, or I suppose it could as easily be up around the twos. For the three-couple version, I've chosen Ewan, playing for Staggering Hame. Ewan played three tunes by Ian Robertson, Daundering Hame, via Lover's Lane perhaps, A Jig for Joan, and Corrie Brecon. Our eight-time Strass Bay is a storytelling dance by Todd McCall from 1981, entitled Who Should Love Me, in which first woman encourages her partner to overcome his shyness of the opposite sex. Not sure how this works, as mostly she just follows behind his lead. The music I chose for this is Peggy's Love, which is from RSCDS Book 8, and the recording is by Jim McLeod and his band. Thank you. Jim McLeod and his band played just three tunes: Little Peggy's Love by William Marshall, Lord Lindock by Peter Agnew, and The Thistle Traditional. Back to Real Time and Love Stricken is a 4x32 bar long wide set by P. Richardson. Not sure about this dance from the instructions. Seems simple enough, but the central 16 bars are different, let's say. However, enjoy the music for Ilka Joy, played by Scottish Measure.
Thank you.
Scottish Measure played Gordon Patello's Reel by Angus Cameron, Miss Mary Douglas by Neil Gann, Alistair of the Dun, and finished with Mrs. Mary Printy by Ian MacPhail. Now something better known, now published in Book 53, Chaste Lovers by Tim Wilson of California, and David Oswald and his band playing. David Oswald began with his own tune, Lucy's and Lynn's Clinked Bag, then The Humours of Donnybrook, Sully's Geographical Rambles by Anthony Sullivan, and Trip to Kilkenny by John McCusker. Time for another Strathspey, this time 3x40, Love Weaves the Web by Virginia Vanskoy from Northampton in 1995. Another dance which begins with all half turn and twirl, then turn one and a half back to own sides. Ones and threes dance a double figure of eight around the twos, and twos step up on the last two bars to finish 2-1-3 ready for a promenade, followed by a three couple knot and all circle round and back. This is Gordon Shand and his band, playing on a track called The Great Little Lady. Shand and his band began with the traditional Rose Among the Heather, then played Kragelicki Bridge by William Marshall and Mr. Kobayashi's Strass Bay by Gordon Shand. A five-couple reel by Anne Dix called Just For You with ones and threes as dancing couples, and the second eight bars is double crown triangles. And then there is a reel of four on the center line for ones and threes. The rest of the dance is setting and crossing to get to opposite sides and then back again. In keeping with Just For You, this recording is Nice To See You, recorded for RSCDS Book 40 by the Cregowl Dance Band. The Cregowl Scottish Dance Band began and ended with Miss Rona McLachlan by Webster Craig, and in between played 4 and 20 and a traditional air, and the fourth tune was Snouts and Ears of America by Jimmy Blue. Our last Strasse Bay is again for three couples. Dance of Love by Aymeric Fromherz in 2018. Yet another beginning with All Half Turn and Twirl, then Chase Halfway. Then Twos and Ones dance the Tourbillon, and the Ones dance the Figure of Love, the Path of Two Hearts. Two reels of three across finish the dance. And the music? Forget Me Not, seemed appropriate, played by Mara Shea and Dave Weisler on the album Heather Hills. The main tune was Our Someday by Dave Weisler, and the second tune was Lady Isabella Weems' Strasse Bay by William Marshall. And finally, Follow Me Home, hopefully a happy ending for our programme of love. The dance is by Ellie Briscoe, adopted by the RSCDS in Book 38 in 1994, and there have been at least 13 distinct recordings, including this one from Luke Brady's Take Your Partners For Volume 3. Thank you. Brady Scottish Dance Band played Miss Catherine Stewart Petivache by William Marshall, Cleveland Park by Ivan Drever, The Angel Without Wings by Luke Brady, and Rab Smiley's Jig by John Hubbard for Follow Me Home. Better way to finish today's programme than with Marian Anderson's waltz Love Life to the Max on the Belfast Platinum Anniversary CD from 2016. Hope you've enjoyed this and feel suitably warm and content. Keep on loving. Bye!